You've done a little work, Richard, into mind control yourself. It's just a matter of time that it's really done in a big way, but it's being used now, isn't it?
Yes, I believe the technology is far more advanced than the average person understands. In my book, Kundalini Tales, I have the last half of the book is an extensive appendix of official United States patents, and they reveal that as of 25 or 30 years ago, the capability existed to put an intelligible voice right into the auditory cortex of the human brain, or to remotely extract brain waves, to digitize them, to alter them, and then use those altered brain waves to modulate a radio carrier wave that would be retransmitted back into the target subject's mind with the objective of altering his or her thought process. And that this is so-called old technology from years ago, decades ago. So if that's the kind of thing that the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office was giving patents for years ago, what can they be doing today, almost certainly, with the pace of technological change that we've had during our lifetimes? The technology must be far ahead of that.
Well, they had a brain transmitter in someone a few months ago. I had a story on that.
Yeah.
And this person was able to control things with his thought patterns.
Yeah, well, I think it would be my educated guess that in the so-called black world, which doesn't have anything to do necessarily with African Americans, but refers to the fact that projects in the black world are carried out away from the light of day, so to speak, where things are so tightly compartmentalized that knowledge and information and publicity doesn't leak out. And so therefore, it's said to be the black world. But my educated guess is that in that kind of milieu, that technology is so far advanced as to seem like science fiction. That would be my guess.
And you know, it's probably also tied in. There's a puzzle here, and as we talked earlier about connecting dots, when you talk about secret underground bases and tunnels and all this, it's all one of the same package, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I'm glad that you raised that issue, George, because this is something that has popped up more than once in my research, both in my reading, and I've read, you know, it's fair to say volumes. I've read voluminously over the years. And I've also talked to a long grocery list of people, and then their numbers are increasing as the years go by. And I have more than once ran across information connecting underground facilities with these mind control programs and mind control technologies. It's not a good thing, George. It's bad. So many people have been just abused, and torture is the right word, have had their psyches, their emotions, their minds probed, shattered, abused, exploited, ruined. And the effect on people's lives can be deeply traumatic and destructive, and usually is. Unfortunately, it seems that a large number of people, oftentimes small children, by the way, have been subjected to this kind of treatment by American government agencies, the CIA and other agencies.
What do they want, Richard?
Well, I guess ultimately what they want is social control, absolute political and social control, down to the degree that they will electronically control the very thoughts that people think. That's that's the obvious implication of this technology and this research.
Are they making all Manchurian candidates out of us?
Well, I think there are a lot of those out there, too. I don't have any doubt about that. And I think the American people need to get a lot more sophisticated on these issues and fast, and realize that things are not as we have been led to believe, and that there are shadowy factions within the government, within the so-called espionage community, within various factions of the military-industrial complex that President Eisenhower warned us about in no uncertain terms before he left office in 1959 and 1960. He spoke out very strongly about this. And that we have rogue elements that do not mean well, and they are not doing good things. And they, unfortunately, are massively funded. They have access to cutting-edge technology, and they have been up to no good for many years. And large numbers of people have been sucked into these programs. I think conservative, we could say thousands, and of course these people have been used as human guinea pigs or lab rats in a terrible way. It's been horrific. Some of the things I've read and been told are just very deeply disturbing. And for the American government to do this under the rubric, under the guise of national security, how is it, George, that you attack your own people, attack your own children, and do these awful things to them under the guise of protecting the nation? I'm sorry, but I'm not buying it.
You know, people are concerned about these RFID tags.
I am too. I'm very concerned about that.
But they're slowly leaking into the system.
But we're being enslaved, George, and we need to wake up. I don't care if it's the government. I don't care if it comes in under a Democratic or Republican government, or whether it comes in from the public schools or where it comes from. It's dangerous, and our freedom as autonomous human beings is being stolen from us, and we need to wake up, no matter who it is. I don't want to be chipped. I don't want you to be chipped. I don't want to be tracked everywhere, everything I do, 24/7, because if it gets to that point, we're nothing but slaves. We might as well be chained down.